question.
So, which one should we use? Which one? Okay. With Yaakov Cohen, were you able to hear, even though I wasn't holding it next to my mouth? And next to me? Yeah. Okay, so, with this one, at this distance, can you hear it, even though it's far away? Okay, we'll use Yaakov. Okay, good. So maybe, Yaakov, maybe you can get his phone, your phone.
What's up? Oh, you're on now. You're on speaker.
Okay. Okay, good, Rabbi Fay. What the other members that we did last week? First of all, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have this lovely place over here, awesome, lovely place. Hashem, it's a gift from Hashem that we can be here tonight. We have our Baruch Hashem Achabura, we have the Shechina here, right? Also, through modern technology, we have three listeners. Hashem should give us faith to the Shemara. We should be able to grow and accomplish our goals, you know, all the time. And tonight, Kone Shleim is to do Ratzon Hashem with our Simchas Chaim. So, first of all, we thank Hashem that we're in the Adar, Mishenichnas Adar, Ma'ariv Mesimcha. So we should be Yaisa, the Ma'ariv Mesimcha. It's not the Adar Sheni, but still there's an inyan of Ma'ariv Mesimcha. So to drink a little bit, a little chayim, sing a little bit, Rabbi Sari, you have to get into the Ma'ariv Mesimcha mode, I hope that Bez Hashem will work more on intensively on the Ma'ariv Mesimcha, but at least at this stage be some signs of the Ma'ariv Mesimcha, right? That's number one. I also want to mention that a few months ago, I don't know how long ago it was, but one of the uvdas that we worked on not long ago is what we called Hatava Kloli, right? That Hashem is made of in a way, in a general kind of way, that we spoke about, that we really have to look at it as Hatava Prati. In other words, let's say it's cold out, and then you walk in the house, and you walk in the building, it's warm, so you have to feel that warmth is a personal gift from Hashem, you personally, even though it looks like a Hatava Kloli, because it's the heating system for the whole building, Hasaka Kloli, what do they call it, what's the word for it, Merkazi, Hasaka Merkazi, general, central heating. So even though it's for the whole building, but we spoke about that, remember that we worked on that many hatovas Hashem gives in general, but when you're the recipient of it, you have to feel like it's for you personally. We spoke about that. So I just wanted to say that that's something that the whole year we have to be sensitive to, but especially in a season like this, that when it's cold and rainy outside, cold and rainy and windy, and you walk inside, so this is the time that you can really this is the time that you can really, I want to say, make use of that, you know, of that uvda. I say, again, it's something that really, the whole year, every day Hashem is giving us Hatovas Klolis, and we have to make it trusty. But when it's cold out, windy, and rainy, so able to relate to it in a more realistic kind of a way. So that's number two. So, I also want to again remind the Olam that we worked on this Yisias Mitzrayim, and I think the Olam is masking to me that it really is one of the foundations of a whole Yiddishkeit, of a whole Amunah. So we worked on it, Baruch Hashem, the last couple of weeks, and I think we should take it with us, right? That every day, twice a day, we should, when we're kind of the mitzvah of Sechus Mitzrayim, to try to go quickly through the Esa Makis, and when you say the Os Yosher in the morning, to pause and to, you know, try to imagine the scene of standing by the Yam and saying the Shira with Kavona and with enthusiasm and with koil, simcha, and also relating to the try to picture the Maimon Har Sinai, you know, when we have Kriyas HaTorah, that would be okay. Rabbi Shai, so to crystallize what we've been working on the last tikkufa, I think it's important to make it solid, that we say, to crystallize it and to solidate it. How's the word? Make it solid.
Solidify.
Solidify. Oh, that's it.
Consolidate.
Right. We didn't forget it from the old country. What did we work on last week?
The Choshen Mishpat, once a day to do a cheshbon for the last 24 hours to see if there's anything in Choshen Mishpat that we could have done better, to daven to Hashem to open our eyes to it.
Right. So, Rabbi Yaakov, you have something?
A few times I davened to Hashem, asking Hashem to help Choshen Mishpat, and I tried few times also to have in mind Choshen Mishpat issues and thinking over if I did something maybe with some Choshen Mishpat.
Did you come up with any new insights that not necessarily no gear to yourself, but some area that you realized that people could be over in the Choshen Mishpat?
I thought of maybe, like, you know, my house sometimes you have things all over the floor, you have, like, you know, forks and all that. I was thinking maybe it's possible to trip over it. Like, if you have something on the floor, it feels like a trip, so maybe you shouldn't have things, you know.
You mean in the house?
In the house. Like, you know, I'll have this, like, floor that the kids throw all around the floor. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe that's, it could be a Choshen Mishpat thing to make sure that things shouldn't be on the floor because they get tripped and they get hurt. Maybe it could be,
You mean when they're not playing? When they're playing, so then, okay, but when they're not playing.
Flying all over the floor, yeah, it could be,
That's an interesting idea. Like, people don't think about it because, you know, it's part of the things that, you know, how you run the house. But really, if it's not necessary to be there, not necessary to be there. Even though it's an interesting question you're bringing up. It's very complicated. A bar b'shusay, right? Very, you know, say, like, you have a taina, you know. Who tells you to come to my, you know, to my rishus?
There's also, even though this dini adam based, there's also dini shemayim. That even though dini adam is not higher,
it's a very complicated inyan. Right? Some hold, I think, that in Islam you mean that adam yipoter be nishemayim b'shayev. Right? Remember that as a fact, or you just throwing it out?
I think there's a deal. Things there's a. Becomes a nezik. Sometimes it's right. Yidin Shemayim, Yidin Adam, it can't take money away from a person, but Yidin Shemayim person has to be more careful with the.
Right.
I don't know if it's this case specifically, but the nezik.
Also, it sounds familiar. what about you? Can you have
yeah, I tried to do it a few times. It struck me that when it comes to money, people are aware of, you know, that there's social mitzvah involved, but there's also things...
People are what? What
people that? Would think that I'm dealing with money, so I need to think about how to do it right. But there's things that don't involve money, but are just as much social mitzvah. You're borrowing things.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, my wife is involved in this fundraiser they're doing now where they get these tickets for the raffle. So they say how much they raised and they get tickets. There's no money involved, but it's just as much of a social mishpat issue.
Right. Sometimes when you have a sensitivity to it, you know, an awareness, so you think of all kinds of different siurim that one seer that at one very often people are guilty on. I don't know if I mentioned it last week. Sometimes the person makes a seder and it's in a mesechta, right? It's in a mesechta, it's me'ilu or nozir or something, right? And he doesn't have the mesechta, right? He has in his house, doesn't want to bother. So he comes to the base mesechta every day. And he takes out from the Arantz Forum, he takes out that Masechta, uses it every day for his Seder. Now, I think that the person who ever donated, you know, the Shas to the Beis Knesset, which usually is from a donation, he didn't donate it for a person every day to use it for his own private learning. He used it for research, right? That somebody wants to look up a Gemara in the Ila or in Nazir, so he should have a Gemara. They should be able to look it up. If the person has a Seder, I mean, every day, first of all, he deprives the public from looking up the Gemara there, number one. Number two, you have the wear and tear. Like when you have a Seder every day in the Gemara, it's only natural that there's a difference between looking up a Marim Moko in the Gemara or using it every day for the wear and tear. Like you have no private Gemara, like you see, it gets all, you know. So when a person donates them the Gemara to, you know, to shul, is that what he has in mind? Is that what he had in mind, this wear and tear and depriving the Olam of using the Gemara? And I think for surely not. And I find very often, you know, people that are Talmid Chachamim, even people that are responsible people, from people, and yet it doesn't even occur to them that they shouldn't do that. They come in the Beis Medrash every day, you know, and they help themselves to the Gemara. I think it's a very wrong thing. And my experience, when I bring it to their attention, that they're shocked. It doesn't even enter their mind that there's something, you know, no problem. You go over to the, you know, that's why it's sitting there for public service. So, who says the public service is only research? Maybe the public service is that, you know, so somebody wants to learn the Gemara, so it's there, you know, for you to learn.
Certain things are, I mean, a sitter is for a citizen's
soul. A sitter is something else.
Certain things are.
The sitter attack is put there for that purpose, to achieve what you use. Anything else?
Chumash.
Right.
Well, these are the difficult ones, so you don't know what the Kavana is. Person. You don't know what people are mostly on.
Yes, I mean,
you tell yourself they're mostly.
It might not be. Yeah. I mean, sometimes people, because you can borrow a sitter and a chumash, sometimes say, so it doesn't even enter their mind that you can borrow, you know, the Gemara also. Alright, anyway.
He says somewhere everything has a mazel, even the safer in the Heichal has a
mazel.
Who uses it, who doesn't?
Right. Rabbi Moshe, you have something you want to share with us?
I had a time trying to, it's such a broad, the whole Indian is so big to try to focus it down on anything about different people or different things that are going on. I tried it a couple times and I just had a couple of things in my mind. I, I,
did you come up with any original instances where a person could be over in Chesh and Mishpat? Did you come up with any original instances? Okay, good. Very good. Good. Square. Okay. Rabbi, when I want to talk about today, something that I think that in the framework of our Chabura, I think you're here long enough already. I think we might have worked on this before. I don't remember. But it's something that's very, I think, very important. And that the system that we have here in our Chabura, we come back every once in a while, you know, to things that we worked on before. So I think the Inyana Diyoma would suggest, if I say, that we work on the following, issue. We're accustomed to, the course of our regular secular life, I mean, when I say secular life, I mean normal life in our civilization, in our society, that we relate to a room, the hishtamshis, the use that you have to the room. In other words, there's nothing more to a room than the hishtamshis. Like, it could be a gymnasium. So then the hashivas of the room is that it's a gymnasium. It could be a kitchen. It could be a dining room. It could be a science laboratory where they're doing intensive research. So then the hashivas of the room is very chashuv because they're doing research. But nothing, it doesn't have any more chashivas than the seriousness of the matter that you're doing in the room. Like, in the secular world, one of the most sacred rooms is we should never have to go in there, is a surgical theater, they call it, surgical theater, you know, a surgery room. So that's like, you know, person can never walk in there, you know, like you have to take a shower first and whatever, you know, all the preparations. That's like one of the highest rooms of importance of chashivas. But there's nothing, again, the rule goes, there's nothing more to it than the chashivas of the room itself. In the secular world, in the society, that's what we have now. But the Havdol Elf Havdolos, we in Torah have something that they don't have any similar, nothing similar in the secular world. And that's why what we have in Torah, I think it's one of the things that presents a difficulty to relate to it, because we're not used to the concept. And that is a Beis Medrash and a Beis Knesset. When we walk past the threshold of a Beis Knesset, so we walked in over here, right? We walk past the threshold. So there's something here, I say again, that you don't have anything similar in the world of secularism, in the world of our society. We don't have anything similar to this, that you walk in, all of a sudden we're bathing in Shina. It's like, you have to feel, it's like radioactive. It's like being showered down with Kedusha and Shechina. In other words, besides the fact that it's a Beis Medrash, which we're all aware of, and each room and each place demands that we act accordingly, according to its hishtamshes, its use. Right? So we know that we're in a Beis Medrash now, Beis Knesset, and it demands dictorum, as they say, don't have to be too loud, not to do certain things in the basement, that you wouldn't do, you know, the things that you would do in your living room or in your kitchen, but in the basement, you wouldn't do that. You have a certain, you know, you're confined to, because just the decorum of the place of where you are. But besides all that, there's something else that we have when we walk in, and that extra thing, you never have that in the world, in society, in our civilization, except in the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesses. So I think that's one of the reasons why it's hard for us to relate to it, because we're not used to such a thing like that. We're used to the very most, you know, something that's sacred because of its usage there, like, let's say, a very intensive laboratories. They do research, and they're finding cures for diseases, and, you know, intensive, and day and night, and they're working hard, and they schwitz, and you're not allowed to talk, and, you know, like all kinds of rules and regulations. But so, if everything's said and done, what it boils down to is nothing more than the chashivas of the place. By Beis Medrash, Beis Knesses, besides the chashivas of the place, you know, because of what you're doing here. You're studying, it's a study hall, you know, you shouldn't disturb other people, you have to have a certain regimentation, because you're in a study hall, so you can't put your feet up on the table, you know, and do whatever you want, and be too loud, or you have to realize that you're in a Beis Medrash, Beis Knesses. So that's normal, that's regular. But besides that, you have to have a certain awareness that when you walk past the threshold, it's like walking in a room, like it's like Lahavdil. The only thing that, like in the secular world, you have something that's radioactive. I mean, but that's physical. We're talking about ruchnius. So radioactiveness is that you walk in and there's radioactive in the air, you know, and you have to realize that and relate to that. But we're talking about something physical. We're talking about ruchnius. We're talking about shchina. We're talking about the presence of Hashem. So when you walk into a Beis Knesset, we walked in, so really what's demanded of us, which I admit it's very easy to overlook it, as soon as we walk in, you have to feel like I'm in a Beis Medrash now, Beis Knesset, you know, like it's not the same, you know, there's Shechina here, presence of Hashem in the room, and you have to try to relate to it and feel it. Now, I think it's very difficult. I talk about it, right? I talk about it. Now I came in. I'll be honest with the Olam, you know, when I came in now. So, did I feel it? No. The answer is no. I'm honest. You know, because we're so unaccustomed to it that I just gave a shir, I gave a vad about this thing also, you know, before. And yet, when I walked in here, so I'll be honest, I didn't feel it. Why not? Because we're so unused to doing it, unaccustomed to it, that if you walk into a room, walk into Beis Knesset. So of course I didn't jump up on the table and do a kazatska and start singing and dancing, you know, because you have to behave yourself according to the decorum of where you are. So that I wouldn't do, even though, like, but to feel and to relate to the Kedusha that's here, I'll be honest, I didn't do that. Even though I just gave a talk on it. Why? Because we're so unaccustomed to it that it takes a certain strength to break it into our nervous system, our awareness system, you know, to get used to tomorrow morning, come to shul, davening, shachris. So before you walk in, you have to pause for a second and think, I am now walking into Beis Knesset to daven, and there's going to be shechina here, you know, circulating in this place. No, that means it's a higher level of the presence of Hashem. You have to try to relate to it and try to feel it. You know? it's there, it's there, it's an actuality, but we don't relate to it. We get reserved to the way home. Anyway, so the Uvda L'maisa is that at least should make it twice a day or three times a day, that when you walk into a base knesset, I mean, we should really always do it, but the way we work on the Uvda here is that, you know, to get used to it, we only do a certain amount of time for the Uvda, for our Chabura. We hope eventually you do it all the time, but as far as the Kabbalah, Bli Neder, three times a day, we'll say, you know, when you walk into a base medrash, you should pause for a few seconds and think that, you know, where am I walking into? I'm walking to a place where the presence of Hashem is. That means Hashem is like He's in the room. And then, of course, when you're in the room, try to think about it also for a few minutes or a few, you know, whatever it is, a certain amount of time, that I am now in the base medrash and I'm here bathing in the Shechina. Right, Rabbi Say? Is that clear? Right? Look, Hashem, I want to now run for the bus. Anybody know how to work this?